Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 194, 194. So we're still on verse 10. And what does it say? You know, we personalize Psalm 91. So there shall no evil befall me. There shall no evil befall me. So we are on King Hezekiah. So when Hezekiah says in 2 Kings 19, when he says in verse 3, you remember he sent two people, Eliakim and Shebna the scribe, to the prophet Isaiah. And when they went, they said, this is a day of trouble. But we do not say it's a day of trouble. There is no day of trouble coming for you. Oh, say amen, say amen, say it well. I say, there is no day of trouble coming for you. When you see trouble coming, you say peace. You speak shalom over it. When you see whatever you see, say what you want is what you will speak out. And that is the way you take hold and take authority and you control and you cause what God wants and what God has said over your life to manifest. That is the only way. You cannot agree with the circumstance and what is happening, the events, and think that, oh, this is just a time of trouble. So if I will deal with it. Then later I will come and say God's word. It is in the midst of it. Remember when Jesus was with them and the storm arose and the winds were blowing. What did Jesus say? He stood up and said what he wanted. He said, peace, shalom, peace, be still. In the midst of it, so in the midst of whatever it is that is trying to happen to your life, speak what you want. Speak health. Speak peace. Speak joy. Speak love. When you see hatred and bitterness, and somebody's trying to, even your own spouse is trying to whip up something and is going to become, listen, I remember one time, it was my mother's pastor who said that whatever happens, it depends on you. You give color to whatever happens. That when something happens, you can make it big or small. It depends on you. And I think it is true. It is very true. So when that thing is happening, you have to frame your world with the word of God. Is that not what the Bible says? He said, for we believe that the word of God is what was used to frame this world. By the word of God, the world was framed. So in the beginning of the in Genesis, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth and all that, then said that darkness was upon the face of the deep. And what did God do? God spoke and said, let there be light. Another version says, light be. So what he wanted is what he spoke. So Hezekiah had the day of trouble coming to him. 2 Kings 19:3 says, it's a day of trouble, a day of rebuke and blasphemy. For the children are come to birth. They have come to their birth, and there is no strength to bring it forth. This should not be what you should be saying. This is not what the in the new covenant we should be saying. The children have come to birth, and there is no strength, and so there is trouble. Oh God, we are dying. It will, something bad is happening. Oh, I don't know what we are not going to do that. So then he says in verse 4, it may be the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God has heard. Wherefore, lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. And then you will see somebody reading this and using it as his own prayer. It may be that the Lord thy God will hear. I don't know. You know, when you pray, you cannot tell whether God will hear or not. Hey, and then you go to John, and John tells you that whatsoever you shall ask my Father in my name, that will I do for you. What about that? What about that? In those times, we're living in the shadows. Hezekiah could not have said anything better than this. He could not have. This is what he had. This is what he had. These were the ingredients he had to cook his food. And he used it to cook. and it became good. It was okay. But in our time, in the new covenant, Christ has come. The real deal has come. The word has become flesh. He has come. And he spoke what the Father, you see, because in Hebrews, it tells you, Hebrews 1, that God, who in sundry times and in diverse manner, spake by the prophets. They speak by the prophets. But in our time, he is spoken in the Son. So the Son himself, he is the one on which or through whom God spoke. When the Son was speaking, that was God speaking. Okay, so we know what the Father, we can, when we see the Son, we can know what the Father is like. When we see the compassion of the Son, we can know the compassion of the Father. So please, you cannot pray this kind of prayer in the new covenant. Oh, we have something better to say. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Bye.